This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are listening to Township's Daily News Bits. I am here with Tim Wiebe, the minister for St. Paul's Church in Knowlton, who is going to be doing a follow-up with us on the St. Paul's condo project, following our conversation with their collaborator, Mr. Reed Busada. So thank you, Tim, so much for being here with us today and for providing comments on behalf of the church. Mr. Busada provided a lot of information. I wanted to get some comments from you as well.
So why did you decide to approach Mr. Busada about a year and a half ago? And how did you come up with this idea to do some sort of housing project?
Thank you, Taylor. We had talked about many different ideas, actually. Just from a business point of view, the piece of land is sort of an unused asset, and we wanted to figure out how we could use that in order to continue our mission and ministry in the community. It's interesting to note that across the road from us, the Brome County Historical Society, I guess it's Lac Brome Museum now, and all along St. Paul Road, all of that land once belonged to the church. It was called the Glebe, and that was land that was actually donated by Colonel Paul Hall in Knowlton for the upkeep of the church. The land was supposed to be used in order for the church to have an income. So that goes... it goes way back in history. We have in the past used some of our land to support the church. With regard to this particular piece of land, we initially thought about a project that was being done in Toronto by our treasurer Skip Eamon's sister, her church. They buy pieces of land and build buildings in order for people who don't maybe have the income in order for them to have ownership. So that's one of the things that we thought of. That was our initial project that we thought of. That just didn't work in Quebec. What we discovered was that only a small portion of the land that we seek to sell is actually sort of buildable. We then worked a little bit with a fellow by the name of Phil O'Brien, who had lots of ideas and has worked in Montreal, and he was very helpful. Taking some of Phil's ideas, really it was a conversation between Skip Eamon and Reed Busada, just a kind of offhand sort of, you know, would you be interested in doing something? They are in the construction business. And Reed is not a developer. He's in flooring. But his idea was, you know, I want to help the church.
And Mr. Busada mentioned to me that for this project, he was trying to take in consideration the needs and concerns of the community throughout the process. So I was wondering if you could comment on that as well.
I think from my point of view, Reed has been available and open and more than willing to have a conversation about the needs and concerns. And I think he has been. I think that there was an initial project placed before the town council, who initially received it with excitement and enthusiasm. But the community, some members, not all members, don't want to see anything there at all. Their tactic seems to have been to have no conversation and no interest in being a part of the process. You know, I want to be gracious and kind. I think that there is a lot of deliberate misinformation out there. I think that the idea is that there are certain people who don't want anything to happen on our property and are doing just about everything to make sure that it doesn't happen. Now, the interesting thing is that, you know, Reed has said from the beginning that he would walk away from the project if the community came up with the amount that he is willing to pay St. Paul's for the property. And there's been talk, the folks that we've spoken spoken with or have heard from have said, oh, we've got money and we'll, you know, we can do that. But there has never, ever been a conversation where anything, you know, remotely sort of positive has come forward. I think that this is a common thing that happens in communities when a new project comes forward. It's called NIMBY, not in my backyard. I mean, if we've learned nothing about the past 2 years, other than the fact that change happens, whether we want it to or not. And I think Reed has said constantly he wants to build a high quality project that contributes to the beauty and contributes to the community. And the idea partly behind the project is that the people who would be moving in would be people who are presently part of the community.
Yeah, that you actually just made an amazing introduction to my next question for you, was that Mr. Busada mentioned that you're looking at various possibilities that takes into consideration the concerns that people have informed him of and plans to present a new plan to the town this summer. At the end of the day, no matter what direction he decides to take, what are your hopes for the project?
Well, our primary goal is to be able to continue our work and our ministry here in the community. Someone said, we should be more innovative. And in fact, St. Paul's has been incredibly innovative. We have a large live stream presence. I just did the numbers last year. We had over 1,200 views per Sunday. We're trying to be innovative. We're trying to, you know, we understand that in many ways the church has failed, and we're trying not to do that. We're trying to find any number of ways we can do what I think the church should be doing, which is, you know, making a positive impact on the community. But we need to figure out different ways of doing that. And this is one of the ways that it's going to at least allow us some financial room to continue to grow and continue to figure out what church looks like in the next few years. By the way, it's not actually St. Paul's project. Our goal is to sell the piece of land to Reed. I think the proper term for the project is 26 St. Paul Road. So, okay. but just a point of clarification there.
And one aspect that Mr. Busada didn't really go into too much detail about, that I'm sure some people have interest in, is the finances of the project. How exactly is the construction being financially supported? How is that working exactly?
We're selling the property. We are not involved other than sort of, you know, we're interested parties. We've signed, one of the important things that people need to know is we've signed a contract, a purchase and sales agreement contract with Mr. Busada, and the extent of our involvement is the sale of the property. We've accepted $1 million for the property. When we receive that money, that some of that can go towards capital projects. The rest will go into what's called the Anglican Balanced Fund. That money is guaranteed to the church at 4%, about 4% per year.
I wasn't sure if there was anything else, Tim, that you think would be important for the community to know or that you would like to mention about the project.
The contract's been signed, I think, you know, and St. Paul's involvement in it is kind of done. So I guess I would also say that from the church's point of view, Reed has been transparent, and he's been honest, and he is a businessman that has a big business, and he has put a lot of time and effort into this project. He really wants to see the church work continue. I think he really, he loves Knowlton. He said that many times.
Thank you so much, Tim. I really appreciate you providing that information.
Sure. Well, thank you very much.
Town
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.